Good afternoon, Brunswick Junior High School. Welcome to the Clark Terry UNH Jazz Festival. This is Terry White. Looking forward to hearing your performance, and I'll be joining you for the clinic following your performance. So thank you in advance for playing a couple of my arrangements. I look forward to hearing them. So wish you the best of luck. Be careful of the vibes. Just a little bit lighter touch, but really good tempo. Okay, bass, keep pulling hard. You don't really have to back off that much when the band's playing soft, okay? But I really like that opening. You guys, the flutes and the trumpets really had that pretty well in tune. Pretty good articulation on the swing style. So when you go into that harmony part, really dig in saxophones, okay? Pretty good sound, trombones. We could get a little more out of the trumpets back there. So either trumpets come up a little bit or bones, saxophones come down a little bit. Okay. Yeah, I could use a little more bass. Okay, good dynamic contrast, good crescendo. Okay, bones. You don't often get the melody, and that's not the easiest pickups. Dee-da-da-da. Got to get it really clean. Doesn't need to be loud, but clean. Fill right up, saxophones. Good support from the drummer, good fills. Okay, bones, yeah. Yeah, pretty well done. A couple times in the backgrounds to the saxophones in the last A section. Make sure the lead trumpet is strong enough and the trombones stay underneath the trumpets, okay? You're getting a good sound, but you're getting a strong sound. And sometimes the trumpets are masked a little bit behind the trombones because they're standing. It doesn't look like your trumpets are into the stands, but you've got some sizable trombone players there in front of you. So make sure you're blowing in between trombones if you can, just for the clarity. Yeah, nice shaping. Yeah, don't be afraid to put a little touch of vibrato on your longer notes. go easy, trumpets and trombones, on that guide tone line. It's a pretty strong line. Keep it gentle early on in the chart. That's it. Then you fill up right there when we go into harmony. But that guide tone line is all in unison. Okay, for the drummer, there's some places there where the backgrounds change dynamics and they started to maybe right here to match your dynamics to what's going on, even if it doesn't tell you to do that in the part. Okay. Blow right up into that E trumpets. E can be flat naturally on the trumpet, so make sure you push up into it. See, and there's another place right there. We have that little dee-da-da, a little bit of a crescendo and a push into music. And a drummer can go along with that. Yeah, that's a beautiful alto sound. Is that E much better, trumpets, much better. Same thing with the D, try to push up into it. It's not bad. Gotta have some air support for your E. If you don't, it's the pitch is going to go sideways on you. Trombones, really nice unison background line. Crescendo. I know you're probably playing the piano part where it's written. It's right down in the same register as most of the winds. So maybe try experimenting, move those voicings up an octave, right about where you're headed now. That way they won't get lost in the mix. Luke, next time you play this in your rehearsal, try embellishing the melody a little bit. Take some liberties. You don't have to be so literal, especially after you've stated the melody initially in the front part of the arrangement. You know, try some things. They may not work, but that's okay. You don't want to find yourself playing this the same way every single time. Like, be-da-dee-da-dom. Try, you know, a note above or below the melody note, just to embellish. Yeah. I appreciate how you understated that little end, you know, rather than turn it into a saxophone clinic and play all this stuff that really would be meaningless to the tune. It was simple, it was effective, and it was very, very pretty. You get a really nice sound, Lucas. So try a little more vibrato on your sustained notes. Overall, the band had a really nice sense of balance. The unisons are pretty spot on. Again, I would encourage the drummer, listen to the band. If they're making a little bit of a crescendo, you know, you go along with them, even if the part doesn't tell you to do that. You know, you don't want to be just the timekeeper of the band. Okay, trumpets need to be a little cleaner in that introduction. And then, I mean, clarity-wise, it got a little muffled. Yeah, trombones and tenors. A little more confidence there, trumpets. You know, Heidi, I know we probably want to keep all the kids engaged, but what if that first A section, let the trombones play it by themselves? They certainly are strong enough. Okay, trumpets, air support. Air is everything. Nice fills from the drummer. You've done a nice job on the first tune and this tune. Flat, flat, flat. That's a flat note. D flat. Good for you, man. Coming right out to the mic, playing an improvised solo. Good job. Again, good dynamic contrast. You know, for such a large ensemble, you know, you guys are doing a really nice job giving it up for the team. Dot, 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 dot. A little longer on the eighth note before the short eighth note. Dot, dee, dot, dot. Dot, dee, da, da, dot. That phrase starts to descend. Make sure you blow all the way through so those last couple of notes don't evaporate. Dee, da, da, dot. Yeah, last note, maybe we can get a little bass drum punctuation when Miss Anderson cuts it off. Just a little light thud. Okay, but yeah, overall good articulation, good swing effect. And if time allowed, I suspect maybe we could get a few more people to solo on that tune. I think that'd be a pretty forgiving tune for people to start doing some improvisation. You're doing a pretty heavy-duty program here, guys. Easy percussion, not too heavy initially in the beginning. I really appreciate all the extra percussion added in. Don't get too carried away too soon though. Yeah, go easy on those timbales. Those shots are coming right through the back of the auditorium here. Yeah, man. Yeah. Nice. Yeah, yeah. The timbali thing is just now getting out of hand. Might want to make sure you hold that gyro up a little bit higher so we can get that sound to project out here. Yeah. Yeah. Again, I really appreciate the solo. You're a good player and play some good rhythms, but maybe you just don't realize how that sound is just really like gunfire out here. Yeah. Anyway, boy, you know, for a four-tune program, that's pretty well put together, you guys. You know, any issues are all relatively minor, easily fixable, things to work on. And again, if you had time in your program, I think Paquitos would be another tune that you could possibly open up for solos, but the alto solo is outstanding on that. So I will be in shortly to work with you in the clinic. So wish you the best of luck and hope my comments were helpful. Thank you.